boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Call me a hero. Today, I failed, but I tried to be Captain Save a Cat.
She did. That's because I texted her.
Dude, one thing about me, if you're like, I see a cat or a dog that looks lost, I'm going to go find it.
I was in a meeting, and I could tell that people were really distracted in the meeting by something outside, and I'm like, what is happening? That's when I saw a beautiful orange cat. So I texted you because I couldn't leave, and I'm like, orange cat outside near the vehicles.
I didn't even question it. I got up and I went outside.
You did?
It's raining, by the way. It was raining at that moment, drizzling. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go find this cat. Do I need another cat? Absolutely not. What am I going to do with the cat? I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when I find it. And I was out there. I don't know if anybody was leaving during that time, by the way. If you heard me out there being like, here, kitty, 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 kitty. I was doing my best.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I did not find the cat.
Mm.
But I did open the blinds in my office, which was facing that way. I'm on the lookout now. I want to find this cat.
You know what we need to do? We need to have like little cat treats ready to go at all point in time. Like just it, because this could happen again. We failed. We didn't have cat treats.
Yeah, I need a bag to shake or a little jingle tuna. Bell ball.
What? We need to have tuna ready. We should leave it out. I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
Because tuna stinks. Then that cat's going to be everybody's least favorite coworker.
That is true. As long as you don't cook the tuna.
Noted. I think I know where I can find some.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You remember a couple weeks ago when I was telling you about Fat Bear Week?
Yeah.
That was all over my For You page on TikTok. People voting on the fattest bears in Alaska before they go hibernate. There's another one.
Okay, what do we got?
Fat Squirrel Week.
Heck yeah.
Dude, unfortunately, we missed out on this, okay? So we don't get to participate in the bracket. It's already over because this is the first time it's ever happened. Fat Bear Week took over on TikTok. So the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department launched their very own version of the competition instead. They hosted 16 squirrel competitors.
Nice.
And they used Facebook to have people vote on, you know, who's the heftiest and the silliest and the most charming little chunky little squirrel. And I can reveal to you the winner was Chunkosaurus Rex from Dinosaur Valley State Park. Won the first ever Fat Squirrel Week. Other honorable mentions. Nutella.
Ooh.
There was Stanley the Texas Tank. Chunk Norris.
I like
that. And then Twiggy Swift. So they had a really great time, and they're thinking, like, now that they got their first one under their belt, they're going to have something even bigger. Hello, Iowa. What are we doing? I don't know.
I've already got it. And I think this could be hosted by Z102.9, to be quite honest with you. May I introduce Fat Turkey Week? And the reason why I say we're hosting Fat Turkey Week is
because turkeys here.
Yeah. If you don't know about this, it's always on our front lawn at least like once a day. We got tons of turkeys. So we just need to start taking pictures of them, build a bracket. Fat Turkey Week coming to you soon. What?
Oh, I'm low-key scared of them.
Okay, so then we make somebody else do it.
Engineer
Kevin.
Can I rig the competition and leave out snacks for the turkeys to fatten them up?
Yes, of course. And then we feast on one of them for Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, that is really messed up.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I am so dreading this weekend because we are about to lose an hour of sleep.
This is the worst.
It's daylight saving time, and I think it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks. It's going to be worse than it has ever been before. And I think it's because I cannot get on a routine schedule. I have been trying for the last 3 weeks. I'm like, this is my week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get up. Go for a walk with my dog for a mile. Then I'm going to hit the gym. Then get ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I might have one day of the 7 days that there are in a week where I'm successful. Then the rest.
Yeah. Bad.
So bad. Yesterday, I didn't hit the gym, but I definitely went for a mile walk. Today, I was like, you know what? Same thing. I'll just at least go for a walk. The next thing I know, I woke up, barely made it to work in time because I slept so long. What is going on? Why is it so hard to get up in the morning the last like 3 weeks?
Dude, mood. I don't know. I'm on the same. I don't know if there's like full moon activity or if something's in the microwave and I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. The only good thing is we fall back this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. So technically we're going to gain an hour.
Yeah.
Because my goal has been to get to the gym in the morning and get it out of the way. That's like my ideal.
I hate it after work.
My boyfriend Curly said the same thing. He'd really like to get up and get it done. And we were going to do that Sunday night. We're like, okay, we're going to bed and we're going to get up and get to the gym by 7 tomorrow. I slept till like 8:30. So I'm right in the same boat with you, but I'm hoping when we gain an hour this weekend, maybe it'll be glorious.
It'll be the opposite.
But it's also going to be dark at like 2 p.m. So.
Well, I like that on my Aura Ring yesterday. It said I had a 98 score on my readiness out of 100, which that's the highest I've ever gotten. And it was like, you must feel so awakened. I was like, no, I don't. And then even today it was like 92. And it's like, you should really like work on your fitness today. And I was like, what energy do you think I have?
Yeah, who is she? I don't know her.
I'm like, I think you're on the wrong finger because you're not on mine.
It is spooky season.
I do fear we need to lawyer up because there's a big chance we're getting a restraining order against us.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, we're going trick-or-treating on Halloween night. And if you catch us, you get a treat, a little prize from us. If we get away unnoticed, then we're taking your candy. You can
learn. Running.
Yeah. Learn more on the Freezy Winning 2.9 app if you want to be part of that. But we thought, let's be prepared. Let's do a practice run and see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
We figure, okay, our coworkers, yeah, they know what's going on. Obviously, we've been talking about it on the show. But let's just do a little practice run on them. So we pick Claire.
Here's the deal. I couldn't tell Claire we're coming because
that'd ruin it.
Mm-hmm. However, I am friends with her husband on Facebook.
Mm.
So I was DMing him and I'm like, hey, when is Claire going to be home? When's a good time that we could trick or treat? And she will have no idea it's the us. But mm-hmm. we have to make sure she's home, right? Because otherwise this would be stupid.
Yeah.
He tells us the time to stop by. And so we do it.
It was a little difficult not to have the giggles, number one. So we're going to need to work on that.
Yeah.
going into Friday because, oh, I had a mullet and a mustache on and you had a bald cap
mm-hmm.
and a mustache on. Very Pitbull or Dr. Phil after hours, as I like to call it. And we ring the doorbell. Crickets. Nothing.
Nobody. We waited.
We're like, well, we don't see our car around here. That's a little suspicious, but there was a car home. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait until poor Nick comes to the door.
That's her husband. And he's like, you look great. Claire's not home.
Yeah.
She scheduled a last minute massage.
Yeah. So, lucky for you, this is all filmed, and it's on the Z1 2.9 Facebook page and on Instagram. I really think you should just go to see Destiny as Dr. Phil after dark, but it was a huge fail.
We need your help. Yeah. Yeah, you listening. We need your help right now. We're 7 besties away from hitting 900 and Those Girls Sweat Squad,
which is our private Facebook group that we're using as a positive space for fitness motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means to you. If you're just starting out, if you are totally a seasoned pro and you are in your routine, no matter what type of working out you like to do. If you're somebody that goes to Pilates classes or you like to ride your bike or you just run on a treadmill or, I don't know, run around the basement with the kids. That counts because you're sweating and you're burning calories. it's just a space for you to track your progress, share with others, see what other people are doing, including me and Destiny. We are posting our fails and our wins in there.
Mm-hmm. A great way for you to make connections, make some friends as well. It's all happening on Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's for anyone on any type of fitness journey. And you can request to join right now, and we'll get you in the next couple minutes. It is a private Facebook group on Facebook. Just search Those Girls Sweat Squad.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls on the Afternoon on Z102.9.
It's looking nice and spooky outside.
I thought you were going to say it's looking very twilight outside.
Well, that too. I'm just thinking of trick-or-treating on Friday. Because if you would have asked me like 2 weeks ago, does it feel like Halloween? No, it didn't. It was 80 degrees and sunny. However, I think it's going to be ideal this Friday.
Well, during the day, it's mostly sunny with a high near 54, but later that night, cloudy, so might block the moon.
That's a little spooky vibe, though.
With a low around 35. That's where my dad, I hear him in my head being like, back in my day, we had a trick-or-treat with snow on the ground.
Oh.
And he always loves to tell that story because my dad's birthday is on Halloween. He's like, I had a trick-or-treat with snow on the ground on my birthday. You know, you always have those stories from your parents, you know. That's my dad's.
I guess so. I just remember being like, I don't want to wear a coat.
No, you don't want to ruin your costume. Mm-hmm. Well, he definitely did if there was snow on the ground.
I probably had like long underwear on too, probably.
Why are you talking about my dad's underwear?
So he could stay warm. That's all.
We really got to break down how the bracket is going for Finding Mr. Christmas. It was a show I was obsessed with.
Yeah.
Last year, where they find the new hunk to basically star in the next Hallmark Christmas movie. And how they do that is they battle out in different little tasks and then different acting scenes as well.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you if you wanted to do a bracket. You were in. Then, next thing I know, we convinced our boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said Neighborman enjoyed the show last year.
He did.
And thought it would be like fun for all four of us to go head to head in some way. So I convinced him. It really didn't take much. I was actually pretty surprised how down Curly was. And I think it's because he wants to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
We decided boys versus girls. So everybody's making their own picks week to week of who they think's going home. By the way, our bracket is called Hallmark Hotties. but their scores are going to be combined, and me and Destiny's scores will be combined.
And then winner of it all, if the girls win, we get a shopping trip.
Yeah, no complaining.
I hope they're paying for it, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. And then if they win, which they won't, they can, like, game for a night, and we won't nag and complain.
Nope.
So we all made our picks. I was shocked yesterday. I did not have to remind my boyfriend, Curly. He actually let me know that he made his pick.
He beat you to the punch.
He did. And he picked Robbie to go home. I picked Drake.
That's who she selected and who Curly selected for Finding Mr. Christmas on our bracket. I picked Craig. Mm-hmm. I just got the ick from him when I was scrolling through their TikTok or their Instagram, and I'm like, I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend, neighbor man, also picked Robbie. So I just kind of had a gut feeling that if Robbie got sent home, we'd be screwed because they would
double the points.
Uh-huh. However, if Robbie didn't get sent home, you and I had a better luck because we picked different people.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that on purpose.
I know, but now I'm worried. Are they on the same wavelength?
Uh-huh.
Because they did, the two, Curly and Neighbor Man, have no form of contact at this point that we know of. It would be really embarrassing if they won because we can conspire and they can't.
No, 100%. Well, we really do need to win.
We do. Luckily, we're starting off at a tie. Everybody has 8 points right now. So.
Okay. Do you know who you want to eliminate at all next round?
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Who?
The guy that sucked.
Oh, the guy that forgot his lines and everything. It was Gabriel.
Gabriel
sucked so bad.
Literally, if he does not get gone.
Okay, and that's where I do fear that, because something like that happened last season where there was one guy that just sucked right off the bat, but then the next episode, he got better. So I am a little nervous that same thing's going to happen. So if you picked Gabriel, I fear that I need to pick somebody else. But then the boys are probably both going to pick Gabriel, and then we'll be screwed.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I will go home and I'll tell Curly that why I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Sabotage. We have a bracket between me and Destiny and our boyfriends, Curly and Neighbor Man, for the Hallmark reality show, Finding Mr. Christmas, where they are looking to cast the next leading man of a new Hallmark Christmas movie. Now, this is the second year. Destiny was super into it last year.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about me, I am heartless. I do not like Hallmark movies. I would never choose to watch them, respectfully. So I knew that
we're polar opposites.
Yeah, I knew pretty much going into this, if you said it was cheesy, that I was it was going to be a little painful for me to watch. And, you know, it's one of those shows that's just bad enough that I'm like, okay, I kind of enjoy how corny this is.
Wait, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, because
luckily,
I was texting you last night. I was like, wow, it actually feels like it's pretty short. Like, mm-hmm. It was pretty quick to get through. If it was any longer, I would be gouging my eyes out probably with a spoon. But I want more drama. You know what I mean? I hate
slapping.
These guys are too buddy-buddy.
It will be like that all season.
They're DIYing these Santa suits, which are absolutely garbage, by the way. Horrible. And the most drama is them being like, ooh, the hot glue gun's so hot. And I'm like, no. Where's the competitive spirit between these men? They're talking about how they're buff, and one of them's a football player, and one of them is, like, from the Bronx. Start swinging. You know what I mean? I want the tea. Where's the actual tea of this show? They're too pretty, and they're too nice.
No, that will be all the whole season.
I think that's
the Hallmark. I think the Hallmark probably won't let them do that. Well, they got to paint a good image, to be quite honest with you.
I hate that.
But I do agree. I think there should be a little bit more drama.
Yeah, a little more rivalry. They're too nice to each other.
100%. But... yeah, the whole night when I was watching Finding Mr. Christmas, I kept turning to my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, and I'm like, Taylor is going to kill me. Like, this show is so, like, I've almost felt like it was more cheesier, more stupider, and I know that's not a word, than it was last year. I mean, of course, I'm eating it up. I'm like, oh, yum, right? But I'm like, she's going to kill me. This is so stupid.
The puns, you know, and I can appreciate a pun, and I love Jonathan Bennett. Loved your work in Mean Girls. He needs to be stopped. Hopefully you're going to get this done in time. I'm like, I want to die watching this.
Yeah, we're watching the show Finding Mr. Christmas, Those Girls in the Afternoon. But last night, my boyfriend Neighbor Man had to have a talking to after the show.
I'm really surprised because you said he, like, low-key loved it last year.
He did. And he says he loved the show again this year. He was laughing. He was, like, holding my hand when people were being embarrassing or things just weren't going the way that they were supposed to on the show. But I just felt, to my standards, he was not giving the show its undivided attention, especially when there's a bracket on the line like we do have, okay? Mm-hmm. Last night while we were watching the show, he was playing with his little gaming cube. I don't know what it's called. It's like a Switch, okay? It's just too smart for me. It's not a Switch, but it's like it, okay? The whole time. And I'm like, can you pay attention to the show? And he's like, I am. And I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the Hallmark Channel, eyes to the freaking TV, bro.
I'm shocked. Because I had quite the opposite experience, and I thought that was going to be my experience.
You know what? And I'm sorry. I almost texted you last night and said he got his Switch out.
He had it out, but he really wasn't paying attention to
it.
Because when I told him about the bracket, I was like, listen, you don't even have to watch. If you just want to make like a blind pick every week, that's fine. It's still fun. But he turned off Monday Night Football at halftime.
Nice.
Willingly. And then he had his Switch out. I can't give him all the credit in the world, but he really was paying attention more than I thought. And man, was he competitive. You would have thought we were watching football the way we're yelling at the screen. Cause he voted.
He was?
Yeah. He picked Robbie to go off. So he was like, choke Robbie. I hope you do really bad. Like praying on Robbie, sweetie. I'm so sorry. He was praying on his downfall. Like, I hope you mess this up.
He was yelling
at
the
trip on the skis. Yes. And then, whoever I picked, I forget already.
Drake.
He would do something good and he'd be like, You see that? Drake's looking pretty good. I don't think he's going home tonight. Because that's who I voted to go off.
Oh, because he does. You want Drake to do that. Yeah. What? He was yelling at the TV like it's freaking football?
Oh, yeah. He's heckling. Oh, also, he was really judgy over the football guy who got sent home.
Really?
Because he kept bringing up football, and he was like, dude, you're a punter, so all you did was kick. So that was kind of mean.
Okay, so he's into the show?
I'm not going to lie. He might have had more fun than me.
Shut the front door.
I'm so serious.
Okay. So do we think he's going to be that invested next week? I got to hear more about this.
I think he might be the most into it out of all of us, actually.
You know, you really are true best friends when your bestie knows what will really excite your man.
Well, that sounds weird.
It does.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
Reverse that one. No, you were like, what is that noise? What's happening? You take your headphones off and you go, oh, my God, there's a bird right outside our window and it's being loud.
I couldn't tell what it was because the window's behind me. I'm like, there's something really, really loud out there. I turn around. It's a bird, believe it or not. But it was actually a really pretty bird. So I was like, well, I know a neighbor man loves birds or
he
whatever.
He does.
I'm like, he probably would freak out over this. It's blue. It's also very loud. It feels special. I don't know.
So I was like, well, I ran. I was like, I know my man so much. Like, he would love this. So I had to get pictures. I sent it to him. We'll see what he says.
Are you going
to
give me the credit at least?
Oh, yeah. No, I said, I said, Taylor knows what excites you.
Okay. I need you to stop saying that because that is not. I thought, respectfully, he's nerdy enough to know what it is.
Every holiday season, you always think to yourself, how can I give back and who can I give back to?
Yeah, you want to do something good and return the favor. And that's why we love to bring back Stuff the Wagon.
Mm-hmm. It's our way to give back to our furry friends because sometimes we forget about them this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our way to grab as much donations from you so that we can hand it over to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yes, because just like everybody else, they also get extra busy during the colder winter months. So we like to supply them and make sure that they have a good holiday as well, with the help of you, obviously, getting those donations. And we're also excited because we're teaming up with our friends from Ziojano's.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to be near a Ziojano's near you this holiday season. Mm. This is all starting on November 10th. We're going to be at the Ziojano's in Marion.
Following that, the next three Mondays on November 17th, 24th, and December 1st, we'll be down in Iowa City. And then the last stop will be here in Cedar Rapids on Monday, December 8th, on the southwest side.
It's going to be great because you could drop off your donations with us while we're broadcasting live in the trunk of the station wagon for this year's Stuff the Wagon, 3 to 7 p.m. on those Mondays. But then you can also pop in when you pick up your order at Ziojano's. You could do, you know, quick pickup.
Dine in, carry out, whatever you decide. I know we're going to be taking advantage of that as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I know what my dinner is for the next five Mondays after that.
Two stops in one night. You're making your donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society, and you're picking up a delicious, affordable dinner.
If you want to get the details, where we're going to be, when we're going to be there when it comes to Stuff the Wagon this year, plus the wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society, you can find all of it right now on the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
First dates are awkward as is, so can you imagine doing an awkward activity on purpose?
I can't tell if that would be good or if that would be bad. Because if it's awkward, maybe it will just help with the already awkward situation.
Right.
Or would it make it doubly awkward? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well,
what do you got?
Because you normally like would go out to dinner or go on a coffee date or a movie date or something. And sometimes even that just feels awkward.
And you run out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Well, imagine this is what a girl on TikTok is doing. Doing an awkward JCPenney photo shoot.
I've always wanted to do that.
As a first date. She documented.
Oh, well, not the first date part, but I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, she did it as a first date. She met a guy on Hinge. And this is the first time that they were meeting up in person. She was explaining, like, I feel like I'm a little bit of a weird person, and I need to find someone who can match that energy. You know what I mean? When you've, like, I feel a little too weird. Like, you're too normal for me. You don't understand my sense of humor.
So was this her idea?
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
Yes.
Okay, because to me, if I was the dude and I saw that, that would tell me a whole lot about her because I want somebody who matches my energy.
You're fun and rebellious and willing to
Be a little weird.
Yeah. So they met up at the JCPenney. They both wore, you know, like the classic awkward photo shoot.
Jeans. Yeah.
The big chunky sweater.
Yeah.
And she documents them like doing the poses. So you're like, I mean, they weren't like smooching or anything, but you're doing like weird wheelbarrow things.
Yeah.
Or like awkwardly
on top of each other.
Yes, planking on top of each other. Like just the most awkward things. And said it was like totally a success.
Really?
Yeah. It sounded like they were going on a second date. And people in the comments, you know, they run. They're like, so which one are you going to use for the save the dates?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine though? Like this is how, I mean, that's thinking long down the line.
No, that's
you could show your kids, put them at your wedding. Like that would be such a hilarious story of how you had your first date.
This is great on so many levels, right? If they do get married, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, even if you don't, you have that just as a fun little memory.
Yeah.
I love that. Even if you do get married to somebody else, it's still such a cool idea to have. You know, hey, like dating is rough, but just have a cool memory of a fun date you did have.
And maybe like a base friendship. Who knows? Now, could I do this? I don't know. I feel like I would pee my pants. I would be so nervous.
I would do it.
With a complete stranger?
Yeah. Do it right now. Anybody? I'll do it.
First one to text it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I really want to get my boyfriend neighbor man fired from his job.
Well, that does not sound like a positive thing in any way.
It's totally positive.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He has Mondays off, so that's like Sundays and Mondays. So that's really the only time that we get to spend together. Otherwise, he works really late at night. There are sometimes I don't even get to see him till close to like worst is like close to 9:30, almost 10 o'clock at night.
Dang.
I know. So I cherish my Sundays and Mondays, okay? And last night, I love coming home on Monday when he has the meal cooked. And it's not even that. I mean, selfishly, yes, it is. But
it is.
Because I can't cook crap. But I just also love sitting at the dining room table and having those conversations. How was your day? Mine was great. How was yours? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, I really like these nights. I wish there was more. He goes, well, that would mean I'd have to get a new job. And I'm like, great, done.
Oh, decided on your part.
So I think I have to get him fired.
Dang.
Because I really want him at home more.
I feel like...
I mean, I love his job. Don't get me wrong. Love his job. Love his coworkers. Love his boss. I really don't want him to have a new job. I just want him home more.
No, I feel like that's so like a thing, like being on different schedules than your your person. Because I'm the one that gets home late compared to my boyfriend.
He wants you fired.
Well, no, it's hilarious that you mention it because he also has Sunday, Mondays off. And yesterday when I like woke him up to tell him I was leaving, he goes, can't you just stay home? Mm. I was like, oh my God. Like, well, it would be nice if our schedules lined up a little bit more. We had the same days off.
Yeah.
And we both got off at the same time, but I don't know. You got to win the lotto or something, man. Then I will happily be the stay-at-home cat mom. Happily. Need to know if anybody else relates to this. Does your man ever just decide to go rogue with his facial hair? Let me explain.
Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, yes!
Not that I care, because, you know, I don't ask him.
Do you like facial hair?
Yeah.
I guess I've never really asked
I guess
you
I feel indifferent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not
you
like.
You don't mind it tickling you? When
yes, a beard. No, a beard. I don't like when they're scratchy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like you when know, it tickles me. When
I
I'm
can tell when he's just like trimmed up his facial hair because it hurts. I'm like, dude, it feels like I'm getting rug burn on my cheek.
Yeah.
Don't nuzzle into me.
Yeah.
Stay away. But then there's random times. Like, I don't tell him when I'm changing up my hair. We don't need to get permission from each other. Don't get me wrong. But he just randomly will be like, should I shave a mustache? And I'm like, what possesses you to want to do a mustache right now? Or yesterday, out of nowhere, he goes, Should I just see how long I can grow my beard? I'm like, what? I'm not going to tell you no, but like, what? Why?
Is he thinking about No Shave November?
Oh my God, maybe that is where it came from. Mm-hmm. He didn't explain it that
He's
way, but.
He's to the age, Taylor, where they participate in No Shave November.
Oh. Well, like, I'm not going to stop you, but like, what?
Also inflation.
Why are we changing it up?
I don't want to pay
What
for-
if I like it? You know what I mean? He's not really like a burly lumberjack
But you don't know
dude.
What he looks like when he's hairy. So let's see what happens.
I don't know. I just picture him as like Santa Claus, and I don't know how I feel
and
about
you know
that.
What? Maybe you're into that.
I don't think so. I think that's out of my age range.
I know Halloween hasn't happened just yet, but man, am I excited about Marion. Because they have already started to put up Christmas lights. In the city of Marion, they've put up trees and things. It's so cool. I'm starting to see it slowly go up. I'll go on a walk with my dogs, and I'll see a new thing here or there. Or I'll be driving around. And I'm really excited because this is my first year being in Marion now that we've moved. So I'm excited to see how they do up Christmas. Like, is it going to be all out, or is Marion kind of more, like, toned down? Whatever. I can tell you that I do come from the town that is called the City of Lights. If you don't know, that's what Vinton's like tag name is.
Didn't know. No idea.
We are called the City of Lights. And so around Halloween, or not Halloween, Christmas, we have like these really cool like lights that are like in the strip of the town that are in the center of the road.
Yeah.
And then they put on the light bulbs, they put little Christmas, like, I don't even know what you want to call it, like, not lights, but they're more like
bulbs.
No, it's more like, I don't even know what you want to call it, but it's in the shape of a snowflake, a bell, and I think a star.
Mm.
And they kind of attach to the lights. You still see the lights.
Oh, I know what you're talking
but
about.
But it's attached to it, and then they light up. It's really, really cool. So that's kind of what we do for Christmas.
I feel like every like town or area has their own thing. Like maybe they do wreaths on like the main street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they do candy canes or whatever. I'm excited. You're making me now want to drive down the Coralville Strip because the way they light the trees there, it's the most magical
thing.
Are they
one of those things? Is Coralville one of those? I love when people wrap their trees like in their front yard from bottom to top. Is that what Coralville
does? Yes, and they do the entire strip, which is fairly long. There's tons of trees, so it's like nighttime, but it feels like daytime because there's so many lights. I can't wait to drive down it. And this is why you're sick, because it's not even Halloween and you've got me excited about Christmas.
My thing is, where do they plug those in? Have you ever asked yourself that question?
Well,
you can't plug it into the tree.
I gotta go for science. I need to go do some research now.
So not only is she excited, but she's gonna do a research.
It's gone too far.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the
to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
It's crazy to think it's already Halloween week.
Yeah, you just stressed me out.
We can ditch the ghost and put up the Christmas tree.
Okay, can you let the spooky people live?
Fine. That's why we're going to do a Halloween-themed trivia question every single day this week for you and your kind of people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then my Christmas people, we ride.
Oh my God. we'll cross
next
that
week,
bridge.
Next week. Tonight's trivia question. On average, how much do Americans spend on Halloween each year?
This will be depressing because it's also like,
you got to think candy. You got to think costumes.
Well, is anybody seriously prepared for Halloween? Think of all of the last minute purchasing you do. So in the next couple of days, if you haven't hit this number, the chances you probably will.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared for this number to come out of your bank account.
Lovely. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
On average, how much do Americans spend on Halloween each year? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Did you do show choir like in school?
No.
Really?
No, I never did.
As the dancer, I am very shocked you didn't do show choir.
I was scared to talk. Do you think I really wanted to sing in front of people?
And dance.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Well, in middle school, we did Thriller as our show choir.
Yeah.
When I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to do this. And
oh, it's iconic. I learned it because of the episode of Glee that they did it.
And you're just sitting there watching it. And you're like,
God, I need to learn that.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, like
Glee's version.
MJ, super influential. Respect.
Yeah.
The Glee version took it to another level for me. It did.
Iconic. On average, how much do Americans spend on Halloween each year? What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, John said $450.
That's a lot.
But I mean, if you think of Halloween as, I don't know, whenever you start celebrating from decorating your house,
if you count
your yard, pumpkins.
The inflatables.
Carving kits.
Oh my God.
By the way, inflation, who? Those things are expensive.
Did you buy one this weekend?
Yes.
How much was it?
Like $10.99.
Shut the front door.
I'm serious. And you know
for how plastic crap that breaks while you make
those freaking knives, and then you swear 8,000 times and you're like, this was $10. Just know I feel passionately about it.
99.80 said 125. That's just on candy alone, I swear to God.
I always wonder, like, people who live on the super busy streets, how much they spend on just candy alone.
I was watching this girl on TikTok, and she said, I forget which two horror movies were filmed in her neighborhood. And because of that, people want to go see the house.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Scream. They want to go see the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gets 3,000 kids every year.
That's insane.
Can you imagine all the chocolate you got to buy for
no.
that?
No. I can't even imagine.
I'm moving.
My lights would be shut off at like 5:30. I'm serious. Like, get the one bag.
No, you'd be like the scary person who's like, if they get on your lawn, you're like, get off my lawn.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my God. Nina said $800.
That's ridiculous.
But, well, okay, so let's think. Again, you got to take into account, is it like a whole family? Are you buying costumes for three kids? Because again, inflation who? Those costumes, even from the store, are more expensive than ever.
I think you really saw inflation this weekend is what I'm going
to
say.
I did. I feel like you used to be able to carve a pumpkin for $10 total.
Pumpkins included.
Yeah, carving kit.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, a Snicker for a good time. You'd get that all for $10.
Not anymore. No. On average, how much do Americans spend on Halloween each year? What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, on average, how much money do Americans spend each year on Halloween? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
This is for each year and on average, and it's about $108.24. Now, Taylor keeps talking about inflation.
I do.
It has definitely hit it a little bit because it went from 108, and they are expecting to $114.45 per person on Halloween in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a family of four...
Insane.
I'm like, someone can't dress up.
As I've been
That's
saying.
That's a lot of money.
Forget the ghouls and the goblins and the vampires. The scariest part of Halloween...
is the price.
Inflation.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think this is why my dad had me be a witch every year.
Or it just fit your personality. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.